Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Since the inauguration of President Barack Obama in January, World Ocean Radio has twice discussed the need for a new national ocean policy that would implement the excellent recommendations of two national commissions on oceans that deliberated during the Bush administration, but thereafter drowned in a sea of indifference. Given all the other things on the president's desk, uncertainty prevailed over the timing of this effort within his first year in office. On June 12, however, in a memorandum to heads of executive departments and agencies entitled National Policy for the Ocean, Coast, and the Great Lakes, Obama began the process that should now move forward with deliberate speed. The memorandum instructs the chair of the Council on Environmental Quality to work with an intergovernmental task force of senior policy executives from all the departments, agencies, and offices that comprise an existing Committee on Ocean Policy, established by Bush but never given any political standing, to develop, within 90 days, recommendations that include A. A national policy that ensures the protection, maintenance, and restoration of the health of ocean, coastal, and Great Lakes ecosystems and resources, enhances the sustainability of ocean and coastal economies, preserves our maritime heritage, provides for adaptive management to enhance our understanding of and capacity to respond to climate change, and is coordinated with our national security and foreign policy interests. The recommendations should prioritize upholding our stewardship responsibilities and ensuring accountability for all of our actions affecting ocean, coastal, and Great Lakes resources, and be consistent with international law, including customary international law as reflected in the 1982 United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. B. A United States framework for policy coordination of efforts to improve stewardship of the oceans, coasts, and the Great Lakes. The task force should review the federal government's existing policy coordination framework to ensure integration and collaboration across jurisdictional lines in meeting the objectives of a national policy for the oceans, coasts, and Great Lakes. And C, an implementation strategy that identifies and prioritizes a set of objectives the United States should pursue to meet the objectives of a national policy. Policy definition, framework for coordination, and implementation strategy. These are instructions for action, not further study. Importantly, much of this work has already been accomplished, with recommendations ready for final review, and even a legislative initiative already introduced in Congress. The public hearing should move quickly and positively, as there is a strong coordinated approval among most environmental organizations and governmental agencies with ocean jurisdiction, including the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security. Legislative approval will, of course, be subject to the usual political machinations of oil industry lobbyists and other special interest groups, but the Congressional Ocean Caucus is optimistic that at long last these important steps toward beneficial ocean policy and action will be approved and taken. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.